And a welcome to Swiss America's Gold News Daily podcast for Monday, April 5th, 2021. Today in the news, there will come a time when people realize precious metals are among the only cheap, safe assets left, and they'll pour into it, said Max Kaiser to RT Business News. Gold and silver will take off again, and we'll see that parabolic rise. We'll be where the gold bugs have been, hoping to be for a long time, he added. Well, a vaccine passport is a straightforward idea. You'd have a scannable or printed QR code that would signify that you've been vaccinated. This would be used for access, we're told, for sporting events and other large venues, reports American Consequences. But privacy concerns for a vaccine passport are immense. You would be required to carry around proof of a vaccine to any number of locations, and every time you're scanned, it will create a digital record of your presence. Vaccine passports may sound like a reasonable short-term measure in theory. Then again, so did 15 days to slow the spread. And that was more than 365 days ago. Well, the U.S. status as the dominant global reserve currency has dropped to a 25-year low, reports Zero Hedge. The global share of U.S. dollar-denominated asset exchange reserves dropped to 59% in the fourth quarter, according to IMF data. It seems central banks have been getting just a tad nervous and want to diversify their holdings. This matched the 25-year low of 1995, 2 decades ago when the dollar had a share of about 70% of the reserve currencies. Well, America is indeed suffering from a dangerous plague, a plague of fear-mongering from the likes of Dr. Fauci, the Scarf Lady, and Biden's new CDC director, reports David Stockman at Lou Rockwell. Medical science and targeted help versus a blunderbuss, non-science-based political power grab is what so-called COVID crisis has been about since the very beginning, he writes. Looking at all age groups, we've had just 1,069 deaths per 100,000, or about 1.06%. Rather than protection of those aged 65 to 84, the COVID became an excuse for house arrest and economic and social disenfranchisement of the bulk of the population that was never in serious danger. Read more about it at SwissAmerica.com. This is Dave Bradshaw reporting for Swiss America's Gold News Daily podcast. Until next time, remember, don't wait to buy gold and silver. Buy gold and silver and wait.